shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning because you are a faithful God. You are faithful to your promises. You are the one that says and it comes to pass. You are the one that determines what happens. Lord, we are grateful unto you to be alive today to witness your faithfulness and your cares and your love and your deliverance and your healings and your salvation. We bless you. We honor you. You are worthy of our appreciation. You are worthy of our thanksgiving. Lord, you made us to worship you. Lord, to honor you with our lives. Lord, anything short of that is not your will. A gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for making a way for us to come to your house the first Sunday of the second month of the year. Thank you for taking us through this first month of the year. Lord, the battles and the victory, Lord, that you have given us. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, we know you who started with us, you will see us through. You keep us healthy, you keep us strong, you keep us inspired, you keep us consecrated and dedicated to you, Lord, to serve your purpose. The enemy constantly will be defeated before us. Thank you, our Father. We have come, O God, as needy people, looking unto you, the great provider, to meet our needs that no man can meet. So we look unto you for faith, for your touch, for your upliftment, spiritually, physically, Eternal Father, to be partakers of the blessings you have bestowed today. Lord God Almighty, come and visit us, Lord. Give us wonderful testimonies of your blessings and glorify your name. Forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Let nothing stand between us and you. We acknowledge, Lord, that blood is speaking for us. And we are grateful to you. Lord, glorify your name. The entire services of the day we commit to you. May you manifest yourself by lifting yourself up and drawing us unto yourself. Grant it, Eternal Father. Take all the glory, take all the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 5. As we continue with the bridge. I'm going to read from verse 1 to 7. Revelation chapter 5, from verse 1 to 7. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the heart, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. You can be seated, please. We are grateful to the Lord this morning welcoming ourselves back to the Sunday school, trusting we continue with the bridge. I was trying to go through some things, and I find that, that's just the way it is. The prophet started the seal. This sermon was preached on Sunday evening, and in the morning, Abraham preached God in simplicity. God hiding himself in simplicity and revealing himself in the same simplicity. That's what he preached in the morning. And then in the afternoon, in the evening service, he preached this, the bridge. And then Monday morning, he started the seals. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, seals. And then on Sunday morning, he entertained questions on the six seals that he has preached. And then the Sunday evening, he preached the seventh seal. Praise be to God. And if you look at the volume of each of those sermons, they are quite a lot, because he preached by inspiration and very exhaustive. Very exhaustive. The first seal, the second seal, very, very exhaustive. And we are very grateful that by that God brought his mind to his bride at this end time. God bless you. Last week we started with this, and so we tried to look at the starting statements of the prophet about the church, that the church will not grow through the tribulation. He said, even though there are many people who disagree with that, he said, but it really does not matter that whether, whichever way, it wants to go in the rapture. But we know what the truth is, that from all shadows, that the prophet said that he's a typologist, and we have seen that it is not just by virtue of being a typologist. Something informed is being a typologist. And we said it is because he is a prophet. And that is why you could type, because somebody ordinarily can type, and you will type yourself out of the scripture. But in all his typings, we have seen that he has told us that if you want to know what the original is, he said you follow the shadow. If a giraffe, we know how giraffe is, that long-necked animal. You know, that's the language we use, the student giraffe. You know, use long neck to look at other students. That animal, if you see the shadow of that animal somewhere, even if you have not seen that animal before, you see the shadow. If you follow the shadow to where the real animal is, you are not going to see a rat. You are not going to see an antelope. You are not going to see an elephant. You will see a giraffe. Real giraffe. So that is why Abraham told us that according to Hebrews chapter 10, that the old is a shadow of the new. So the Old Testament is a shadow. Light casting on the original, it projects a shadow for the people in the Old Testament to see that the real thing will be coming according to God's program later in the future, which God did now in the New Testament. So, but in the shadow, we saw what God wanted to do in a little form. Praise be to God. So the prophet said, for him to understand the original, he has to go and look at the shadow to have an idea of what the original is. And so in his typing, he will go back to the Old Testament by virtue of being a prophet. So going back to the Old Testament, you will see, okay, the people of God, when judgment came on the heart, how did they escape it? Were they part of that judgment? Did God judge them with it? And then he brought the case of Enoch to us before flood came. He said, Enoch was a perfect example of the bride in going in the rapture before the great tribulation came. He also said Noah is also an example of the bride in the sense that he was, before the rain dropped, he was already in the ark. He escaped it. Praise be to God. So he gave us, you know, many, many examples like that. He also told us about Lot too, that before fire fell in Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot was already taken out. Forget about the personality of these people. But what the prophet was projecting to us is, I'm saying personality of Lot. Are you with me? Lot was taken out. You know who Lot is. That's what I say. But what God wants to bring out is that his people will not partake of the judgment of the wicked ones. The great tribulation will not meet the bride here. Praise be to God. And what is not going to make that to happen, what is going to make the bride to escape that great tribulation, is what God has sent to us at the end time, which Abraham was prepared to preach. And that was, you know, the revelation of the seven seals and the subsequent sermons. God bless you. So this morning, I want to move a little further, paragraph 29. Of the bridge. So we want to look at a few things here. We are not going to look at the entire sermon because it's also a lengthy one on its own. So we just, you know, pick things that have connection with, you know, the seven seals that we are preparing for. This seven seal book is revealed at the time of the seven thunders of the Revelation chapter 10. If you are marking it down, the prophet said, let us turn to chapter 10, just a moment, so you will get an understanding before we get into it. This is at the end time. Listen. Now, before we read that, before we continue with that here, I want to talk a little bit on this reveal. This seven seal book is revealed. Revealed at the time of the seven thunders. What is revealed in the seven seals? The content of it. What is inside? What the seal holds that nobody knows anything about. That's what is to be made known, is to be declared. That's the meaning of is revealed. When it's revealed, the content of it is made known to the people. But until that time, it's sealed that nobody, as we read in Revelation chapter 5, that John wept because nobody was worthy to open the book, neither to look at it at all. Amen. All right. Revelation chapter 10, we're going to read direct the way the prophet read it here, because he made some comments that I want us to follow. I saw another mighty angel. That's Revelation chapter 10. Come down from heaven clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. If you notice, that is Christ. See, because he, in the Old Testament, was called the angel of the covenant. And he is directly coming to the Jews now, for the church is finished. Now, what we need to understand about the preaching at this time, the prophet will be using past tense. As he said, the church is finished, it's finished. And that was before he preached the revelation of the seven seals. You have to understand, he is speaking because as at this time, remember, this was recorded thousands of years ago, or in the dark years, by John the Beloved. It was revealed to him, and it was spoken as if it has come to pass. John saw those things happen, and he recorded them as in past tense. Are you with me? So, when prophet will begin to use some words, don't get confused. Many people get confused because of the English and the grammar. You just follow. Okay? Because if you follow by word and you say, for the church is finished at this time, before Abraham preached the preach the seven seals, the church has not finished. But the coming of Christ for the Jews, the church has gone in the rapture. Are you with me? This Revelation chapter 10, was it last Sunday we were talking about this cloud? Or the upper Sunday? That's Revelation chapter 10 that we are reading now. That's Christ. That's the fulfillment of it, of that Christ coming. Let's continue. You are going to see something. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head. If you notice, that is Christ, see? Because he, in the Old Testament, was called the angel of the covenant. And he's directly coming to the Jews now, for the church is finished, see? All right. And his face, as it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. You remember that angel in Revelation chapter 1 that we talked about? Revelation chapter 1. Same thing. Angel is a messenger. And he is the messenger to Israel. Capital angel. There's a difference between initial capital A angel and the initial small letter A angel. An angel. This earthly is an earthly messenger. This one that is talking about is heavenly. But here, as you read in Revelation chapter 10, that is Christ himself. He's the angel of the covenant. Capital A. You remember that angel in Revelation chapter 1? Let's flip over to Revelation chapter 1. Let's just come there. That John saw. That's what Abraham is referring to. Comparing that angel, that mighty angel in Revelation chapter 10 to that. Where John saw. Alright. Okay, let's read from verse 9. Well, it won't be from that. And I, John, who I am also your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his to the foot, and gathered about the paps with a golden girdle, his head and his ears were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Let's leave that. You know, Brother Abraham refers to that Revelation chapter 1, that same angel. You remember that angel in Revelation chapter 1? Same thing. Angel is a messenger. He is the messenger to Israel. See, the church has been raptured. As at the time that Jesus Christ is coming in that manifestation. All right. The church has been raptured. And other thing that I want us to understand here is that there are many things before the revelation of the seven seals that Abraham has talked about that the seven seals corrected. You are going to get them here. If we follow, if I read this bridge all through, you will see by the time we begin to go into the seals, you will see there are things the prophet said here that the prophet corrected by that inspiration. Because the things in this seal, Brother Abraham didn't know anything about them. Are you with me? They were the redemption restored, to tie all loose ends. Human ideas injected into the gospel, human's views and opinions that have been carried all along, we, Abraham, also carry some of them. He acknowledged it. And when the seas were to be opened and the day he was to open them, he just picked few things that other ministers have said, and about the few things that he also understood, he gathered them together. And while he was praying, the angel came to him and he opened up the first seal to him. When Abraham came to him, he said he's completely different from his opinion and his ideas, from what he thought. That he can tell you that this is a revelation direct from the Almighty God. He said he would have made a terrible mistake if not that angel, because he thought he would just be saying his own opinion. I remember one time he has preached 7 seals of just one in the service. What will he be talking about? One time he told us that the white horse rider was the Holy Spirit shooting the arrow of love into people's hearts. But when the true revelation of it came, it was the devil impersonation. So let's follow the prophet with the eyes of the seals. Are you with me? So what we'll be reading here, because by the grace of God we have understood what the seals are, so the things we'll be saying here will be lining it up with the seals. I was already preaching the seals. We'll not be repeating what is here that are not in line with the seals. So don't, if you see that, don't talk about that. If you go through that, just know that we are bringing from what has been revealed. And because what has been revealed as lined is what we bring every other sermon to line up with, for us to be able to preach the present truth. Hallelujah. And he had in his hand a little book open. Now here, it was closed here and sealed. And here is opened. In Revelation chapter 5 that we read, it was a sealed book. We read it together, isn't it? But in Revelation chapter 10, is an open book. Are you with me? All right. Let me read chapter 5 again of Revelation so that we can... And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book? It's not being opened yet. Nobody was worthy. No man. Abraham said, not even a pope. Not a cardinal. Well, pope is greater than the cardinal. He appoints them. But at the end of the day, when the pope dies, it's the cardinal that meet together to determine who is the next pope. So none of them is worthy. No human being, no righteous man is worthy. All right? Now here it was closed. Here, paragraph 32. It was closed here and sealed. And here it is opened. It's opened in Revelation chapter 10. Amen? And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as a pillar of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open. Amen. Those who say the seals are not open, they are not reading the Bible. If they read it, they don't believe it. All right. It's been open since that time of the sealing. We are getting into tonight. Now the book is open. A little book in his hand, it was open. Oh, how the... Wait just a minute. Let me start back here and read. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. We know he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Over here is the lamb, but here is the lion. See? You know, that mystery is what confuses the outsiders who don't have revelation. How he can be a lion and a lamb at the same time. How a lamb wounded with blood all over him will go and take a book from the hand of he that sits upon the throne. That is confusing to somebody. But that's God's mystery of redemption that is made known in the seals.
clearly. Whatever Abraham has preached in the sermons from 1949 up to the time that are correct, disease confirmed them. Are you with me?
Yes.
And ones that need to be blended together with the seals, they are blended together. So, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now, John was commissioned to write what he saw. So the apostle and prophet pick up his pen to write it, like we read in Revelation chapter 1, where he said he was commissioned to write what he saw, and this and this and this and this. And so, he picked up his pen to write, and when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Now, that's what we don't know. That's yet to be revealed. The seven seals, as at the time that the prophet was preaching, he brought up today, they are revealed. And that's why we can prepare to preach on them. Yet to be revealed. It is not in Holy Script. It's not written in this Bible. But they are written in symbols in the Bible. It's not written in a language that human being can read and understand. They are just coded there. But it still had to be in the scripture, because the prophet will not go into the blues to pick something. And the seventh seal, the first seal, when we go to start it, you will see in chapter 6 there. And when he opened the first seal, you will see what the symbol that one seal contained, and the entire revelation of what the symbol is all about was made known to the prophet. Praise be to God. Yeah, now, that's what we don't know. That's yet to be revealed. It is not in the Holy Script what them thunders say, because John didn't write them. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the heart lifted up his hands to heaven. Now listen. I swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heavens and the things that therein are, and the heart, and things that are therein, and there should be time no longer. Watch, here is a verse I want to get to. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to the servants the prophet. What John was asked not to write, what the thunder said, that he was asked to seal up, were promised that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, those mysteries will be made known. And that was why it was important for us to look at the messengers, to let us know that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Now, if you go back to Revelation chapter, chapter 8, you will see trumpeting angels that are there from verse 6. Let's have it. I think there is need for us to do this. Revelation chapter 8. Many people get confused when they read the first trumpet. The first angel blew his trumpet. The second blew the trumpet. They got to the sixth. And then they now come to Revelation chapter 7 and thought that was the trumpeting angel in Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. That's not. Alright. Chapter 8. Let's take it from verse 1. Sorry. Are we here? All right. And when he had opened the seven seals, there was silence in heaven about the space of an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at his altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand, and the angels took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the hearth.
And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels, which are the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. These are the trumpeting angels. If you are distracted, you will not be able to connect what we are saying. You have to pay attention. The seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hails and fire mingled with blood. Now listen closely. You will recognize that this is chapter 8 of the book of Revelation. This is during the great tribulation period. Not the bride is not here at this time. Because the prophet taught us that from first chapter of Revelation to chapter 3 to the end of it, and Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 there, come up hither. The prophet said there the church went in rapture. So from that moment until Revelation chapter 19, the church did not return. So the events that are happening from that chapter 4 down up to Revelation chapter 19, the event that took place when the bride was not physically here. But now listen very closely. This Revelation chapter 10 we are talking about was put in. See, God does not arrange his plan, his program in the Bible chronologically. It doesn't follow chapters. Are you with me? That is why you can't trace it like that. That's why it has to take the prophet to pick those scriptures, because God will reveal those scriptures to him. This is what this means, this is what this means, this is what this means. He will reveal it to him, and we gather them together to make a whole picture that he has been painting to us that we can see ourselves. Praise be to God. So in this chapter 8 that you see, the trumpeting angels were blowing the trumpets in the during the great tribulation. So there were seven. Are you there? So one, the first, the second in verse 2, in verse 7, verse 8, verse 10, verse 12. Then come, that's the first one in verse 12. You can be jumping it. Verse 12, the fourth angel sounded. Then chapter 9, we see the fifth angel sounded. I want him to project so that you will see it. We're not rushing. Chapter 9. Can you see? And the fifth angel sounded. That this is chapter 9 during the great tribulation. You see the fifth angel, verse 13. You see the sixth angel of that chapter 9. Then come to chapter 11. You will see verse 15 there. Chapter 11. And the seventh angel sounded. Not the angel of Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. Are you getting that? So the order of the seven angels that had the trumpet to blow during the great tribulation is what we have traced. Revelation chapter 8, Revelation chapter 9, Revelation chapter 11. But Revelation chapter 10 verse 7 pertains to the church, seven church age messenger. Are you with me? In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, that seventh angel is an earthly angel. And his name is William Aaron Branham. Are you with me? He's the one in Malachi chapter 4. Behold, I said unto you, Elijah the prophet. He's the same person. The prophet said he has to be a prophet for God to be able to reveal mysteries to him. Because it takes, God does not reveal his mystery. The word of God does not come to a theologian. It doesn't come to ordinary man. The word of God will have to come to somebody that is a prophet. That is why he is a prophet. Behold, I said unto you, Elijah, the prophet said, the promise of Malachi 4 is the promise of the prophet. The message that he will bring is Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. He is also a prophet there, telling us who he is. He will reveal the mystery. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God will be finished. That's the message that he's going to bring. Praise be to God. I think at this point we can close and then trust God to help us next week. God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Amen.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you again for another opportunity to gather together in the house. Around the message of our day, we thank you very much for the messenger that you have sent to us and the message that you have given unto him to give to us. And you told him to store the message for us, for we have need of it. We are grateful unto you for vessels here and there that you have used to make the message available in books, in forms, Lord, in several ways. Oh, Father, we have the message completely in our phones, in our iPad, in the book form, Lord, for the bride to consume. Lord, thank you for a portion of it this morning that just be once again read unto us. We are very grateful, Lord, for enlightening us, giving us, Lord, revelation of your plan and program for us at this end time. We pray, Father God, that you will help us, Lord, to have revelation of what your prophet has spoken to us at this end time, because spiritual things are spiritually understood. Lord, we just pray, O God, after your servant has labored to study, to pray, and to present this thing to us. May the Holy Ghost take those things in our individual lives and enlighten us, O God, and give us revelation of the same and ability to line up our lives with the same, that we might be what you want us to be at the rapture. Bless your servant that replenish him for the virtue that left him, and we lay the rest of the services of the day in your hands. Lord, may you continue your blessings, Lord, in our lives, it's our prayers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen.